I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1911. That was the day that coal miners in Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania, walked out of the mines. It became known as the Slovak Strike because 70% of the strikers were Slovakian immigrants. Unrest was mounting among workers in the non-unionized coal fields. Tens of thousands of miners were signing up to be members of the United Mine Workers of America. And the union was winning improved working conditions and wages for their members, including the 8-hour day. But the Westmoreland miners were not unionized. They still had to work 10-hour days. Then the Keystone Coal Company required the miners to use new safety lights and explosives. The miners had to pay for these items out of their own pockets. Outraged, the miners met to formulate a response. 400 men joined up to a new UMWA local. The company cracked down immediately. They fired 100 men who had attended the meeting. Some were long-term employees who had worked for more than 2 decades in the mines. The miners walked off the job to protest the firings. Soon, the strike spread beyond the Keystone Coal Company. Miners joined the strike from 65 mines belonging to 30 companies. The mining companies responded with every tactic in their arsenals. They evicted the miners from their company homes. They won injunctions against picketing. They recruited recent immigrants from Eastern Europe as scabs. They paid off police who responded brutally to the strikers. 16 miners were killed. Although the strikers held out for 16 months, the strike ended in defeat, with many of the strikers being blacklisted from future work in the coal fields. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.